This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Over 700,000 devotees offered prayers in Pasupatinath Temple on Mahashivaratri festival yesterday. Nepali Army also marked Army Day and Mahashivaratri with special ceremony at Army Pavilion in Tudik Hill of Kathmandu. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana engages in bilateral meetings on sidelines of high-level segment of the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, seeks global support for Nepal's climate justice advocacy in international forums, and 46 people killed in Sudan plane crash in residential area. Now the news in detail. Over 700,000 devotees offered prayers to Lord Shiva in Pasupatinath Temple yesterday on the occasion of Mahashivaratri festival. The festival is celebrated marking the coming into being of Lord Shiva. The Pasupatinath Temple in Kathmandu was visited on Mahashivaratri by devotees from across the country and neighboring country India. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudel and Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav also offered prayers in Pasupatinath Temple yesterday. Meanwhile, Nepali Army has marked its 261st Army Day and Mahashivaratri festival yesterday. President Ramchandra Paudel attended a special ceremony organized by the Nepali Army to mark the day at Army Pavilion in Tudik Hill of Kathmandu. During the event, the president observed the few-day joy and Nepali Army's skills shows and performances. A contingent of Nepali Army presented a guard of honor to the head of state, who also serves as the supreme commander of the Nepali Army. Nepali Army soldiers performed celebratory rifle and artillery fire, including volley and individual rifle shots. The event also featured floats showcasing traditional army costumes along with music and dance ensembles. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba held a bilateral meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs of Spain Jose Manuel Alvarez Buneo in Geneva of Switzerland yesterday. The foreign ministers, who are now in Geneva to attend the 58th high-level session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, had a sideline meeting. During the meet, Dr. Rana lauded the cooperation extended by Spain as a significant member of the European Union EU for the socio-economic development of Nepal. The foreign minister also urged Spain for the support and cooperation possibly required for Nepal in the process of graduating into a developing nation by 2026 and realizing the sustainable development goals. Minister Rana also appealed for Spain's support in the context where Nepal has been advocating for justice in international forums regarding impact of climate change in Nepal. Likewise, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana had a bilateral meeting with the Foreign Minister of Slovakia, Juraj Blanar. On the occasion, she discussed the matters related to the mutual relations between Nepal and Slovakia and also the candidacy of Nepal to the UN and the issues Nepal has been raising on climate change in international forums. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba also met with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on the sidelines of the high-level segment of the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva yesterday. During the meeting, Dr. Rana reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights. She highlighted Nepal's significant progress in human rights as exemplary despite limited means and resources. Minister Rana also expressed Nepal's determination to conclude the transitional justice process soon, informing about ongoing efforts to draw a law aimed at completing the remaining work of the peace process. The Public Debt Management Office has announced the issuance of citizen savings bonds worth 3 billion rupees and foreign employment saving bonds worth 500 million rupees. According to a notice issued by the office yesterday, both bonds will have tenure of 5 years. The Citizen Saving Bond will offer an interest rate of 7%, while the Foreign Employment Savings Bond will offer 8.5%. The sale for both bonds will run from February 27 to March 28. The interest rates for these government saving bonds are 2 to 2.5% higher than those currently offered by banks and financial institutions for fixed deposits. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has pressed the need for a directly elected executive chief in the country. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Morang chapter of the Press Center Nepal in Biratnagar yesterday, the Maoist Center chair argued such a system of directly elected executive is necessary for ending political anomalies and addressing citizens' aspirations for peace and prosperity. Leader Prachanda said his party's ongoing awakening campaign centered on the East-West Postal Highway area has helped his party understand citizens' issues. Mingma Pradhan Lama, a long-time Sherpa language news editor and program host at Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal, has been awarded. The award was presented to Lama during a program organized by the Sherpa Association of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the Gyalpo Losar. The award was presented by the Sherpa Association of America and the Sherpa Association of Nepal for her contribution to the promotion of the Sherpa language and culture through Sherpa language news and programs on Radio Nepal. The award carries a purse of ₹25,000 and a certificate of appreciation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. 46 people were killed when a Sudanese military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the outskirts of Khartoum. According to AFP, the Antonov aircraft went down on Tuesday night near Wadi Sedna Air Base, one of the army's largest military hubs in Omdurman, the northwest of the capital. The army, which has been at war with the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, since April 2023, said the plane crashed during takeoff, killing and injuring both military personnel and civilians. The conflict has devastated Khartoum and other major cities, displacing over 12 million, plunging the country into hunger and crippling critical infrastructure. Israel and Hamas say the bodies of four Israeli hostages held in Gaza will be returned today after mediators resolve the latest ceasefire dispute. According to the BBC, Israel is set to free in exchange 602 Palestinian prisoners, whose release it had delayed since last weekend in protest at what it said was the cruel treatment of hostages being handed over by Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister's office announced the four bodies would be returned without Hamas ceremonies, while the Israel Prison Service said it was preparing to free prisoners and detainees from Gaza. Now some sports news update. Myanmar has clinched the title of Four Nations Women's International Football Championship. Myanmar defeated host Nepal by 2-0 in the final held at Tashrath Stadium yesterday. Myanmar scored two goals in a gap of 2 minutes in the second half of the match. Nepal had reached the final after defeating Kyrgyzstan and Lebanon. In the league, Nepal and Myanmar had played a 2-2 draw after both teams had qualified for the final match of the tournament. Renuka Nagarkote of Nepal was announced the best footballer of the championship. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province and at one or two places of rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province and at a few places of the rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Over 700,000 devotees offered prayers in Pasupatinath Temple on Mahashivaratri festival yesterday. Nepali Army also marked Army Day and Mahashivaratri with special ceremony at Army Pavilion in Turik Hill of Kathmandu. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana engages in bilateral meetings on sidelines of high-level segment of the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, seeks global support for Nepal's climate justice advocacy in international forums, and 46 people killed in Sudan plane crash in residential area. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.